Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jared Meyer back on the show. Jared's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's senior fellow at the Foundation for Government Accountability, author of How Progressive Cities Fight Innovation. He's one of the leaders over at Economics 21. He's our good friend Jared. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you with us. So one of the things you guys have reported on before, but I wanted you to give us an update on today, is this occupational licensing issue around the country. And remind the audience what an occupational license is, and then tell us where you're hung up about it.
Well, licensing is effectively the need for workers to get a government permission slip in order to work in an occupation. And this goes far beyond people like accountants and lawyers. We now have everyone from manicurists to tree trimmers to interior designers to florists all needing licenses just to work for a living. And we see now about one in every three workers.
So I thought it was – for years, a barber or a hairstylist – they needed to have a license, right?
Correct.
And that's been going on forever, but now they're spreading out the requirements now, right?
Well, it's not even spreading to new occupations. It's also making people like barbers and cosmetologists train for longer than before, making them go to school. I was actually in Nebraska working on a bill that would have lowered the number of hours that cosmetologists and barbers needed to train because Nebraska's was close to the highest in the nation.
Right.
And you had a representative from the barber school who, keep in mind, makes money
right.
if people are forced to go to school for longer,
right.
coming in and saying they needed to teach barbers things like how to invest in the stock market,
oh, no.
how to market their business, and even the importance of voting. So while those are all
wow.
important, I don't think the government should be forcing
no.
people to learn that.
That's exactly right. Wow. So when you talk about licensing, are you talking about cities requiring a business license? You're not talking about business license. You're talking about an occupational license where you have to demonstrate to the license issuing company or group that you know what you're doing.
Yeah, so this goes a little bit different than just business licenses, where they're usually on the local level. These are mostly on the state level, and they require sometimes years of training. For example, athletic trainers will need 4 years of training to be able to work in the states that they're licensed in.
So what about, like, tree trimmers? Who's deciding whether people can become a tree trimmer or not? I mean, I know how to use a chainsaw. I could be a tree trimmer.
Hey, my high school job was working on a farm clearing brush. So,
right.
But I was unlicensed because I lived in one of the 43
horror,
states that allowed
the horror that we let you trim brush without a license. I'm scandalized here, Jared.
Actually, knowing high school me, I don't know if I would give myself a chainsaw. but the important point is if one state can get by without me killing, you know, hundreds of people by unlicensed tree trimming, I don't see why other states need
right.
to do this. And just a quick stat for you and your listeners, there's over 1,100 occupations licensed in at least one state. So that's 1,100. But only 60 of them are licensed in all 50 states.
Right. And so you're talking about California, right?
California is one of the worst states when it comes to licensing, unsurprisingly.
Which one's got the 1,000?
Oh, could you say that one more time, Jim?
Which one has the 1,000 licenses?
All right, so that's if you take every license throughout the entire U.S.
I see what you're
saying.
So at least
one state.
No one state.
But my point is only 60, though, are licensed in every state.
Right.
So maybe there's an argument for those 60. But the rest of them,
right.
Like even manicures, 49 states license it, but Connecticut doesn't. So why do we need licensing if people can survive in Connecticut?
Right. Somehow, Connecticut's the richest state, one of the richest states in the country. Those ladies, they don't suffer poor manicures gladly. I can tell you that. I can assure you that they probably pay the highest price for it too. Well, so you guys are staying on top of this, right? You're going to try to beat these people back and make them be reasonable about these things, right?
Yeah, we've been working on some interesting reforms this year. One of the first ones is stopping local governments from creating new licenses. Because as bad as state licensing is, we know that these special interests who want to limit competition by increasing licensing standards aren't going to go away when we get a state reform.
Look at what happened to the taxis. Look at what a mess that turned into.
Yeah, they don't die easily.
That's right. Good job, Jared. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about millennials and some recategorization of how they're working as Amazon. After the break, 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.